Vayter in Shas, Rambam Metzia Daf Mem Beis, pick it up at the top of the page. By the Mishnah, Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hamafkin Moses to Chaver. Let's say someone goes and leaves money by someone else to go and watch it. Sururun, and then they bundled it up into a Sudar, Vehevshil Nachar, and he throws it behind him like a Snoopy style. Osha Shemasan Lebenol Bitor Ketanim, or give it over to his his children, his young son, or his young daughter. Vehnol Bifneim Shalokaroy, and then he locked the door in front of them in a way, but it wasn't really done well. It didn't lock it properly. Chayev, if something happens to it, it gets lost, it gets ruined, something, they're going to be chayev. Shalosh Shimer Kederach Hashomer, because they didn't guard it the way that Shomer is supposed to guard it. Vim Shimer Kederach Hashomer, and if they did do it the way they're supposed to guard it, then Pater, the person is going to be off the hook. Zok to Gemara, Frak to Gemara, Bish Tamu Kulurin, saying all these cases make sense. Shalosh Shimer Kederach Hashomer, if it wasn't guarded the way Shomer is supposed to guard it. Ella Tzaron of Shil Makar Lachar, the first case we brought of the Snoopy Shtickle, my Havale Lamavid. What do you want from me? You gave me the money to go and watch, and I wrapped it up and I threw it behind me to go to walk. That's like a normal way. Like, what's the issue? What did I do wrong? Actually, Harit Surin, it was already wrapped up. Amrav Yitzchak, Amrakok, the Pasuk says, Vitzaita Kesab Yadcha, and you shall bundle up the money in your hand, which means that this is talking about Meister Shane, he brings it to July, but the point is, nonetheless, is that when you do it, make sure you're holding it. Alpha Vishat Surin, even though they're all bundled up, you Yadcha, make sure that you're holding on to it so it does nothing. Happens to it. From Rav Yitzchak, you should always have a person who should have the money in his hand. Rashi says, "Lo yafkidenu lachem." Don't give it to other b'makom acher. Shem tizdam in lo schor the schay yemuzumen lo. Because let's say there's a business deal that comes along, he should have it there. Should remember the pasuk for tzata kesav yadecha yadcha that the money should be bundled in your hand. From Rav Yitzchak said, "The olam yashlish adam es most of a person should third up his money. Shlish bekarka, a third should be in karka in land. Oshish b'makmati, a third should be in merchandise, or shitach ziyado, the third should be have in his hand should be available for him. Rashi says, "Mezuman again, v'tzarech whoever chabal pitom lios mezuman." It should be ready for you if some sort of business deal comes around. From Rav Yitzchak, ein abracha mitzuya ella bedavar v'samim min ayin, that throws us back. My friends do tainis chesma base. Bracha is not found except for something that's hidden from the eye. I remember Yitzava Hashem Yitzchak abracha be'asamecha. Hashem will command the blessing to be with asamecha. Means like in your silos, but it's also from a lashon of somewhere. Rashi says, "Darsh lay lashon davar asamim min ayin." Something is hidden from the eye. Modesty. Don't let people see things. Tanis v'Rabbi Shmuel. Ein abracha mitzuya ella bedavar she'ena ayin shaletis bo. Something's not bracha is not found except for something that I can't look at. Rashi says, "Remember ba'asamecha lashon ginozim, lashon of geniza, like it's hidden." Remember Yitzav Hashem Yitzchak bracha ba'asamecha. Tanu Rabbanan. Aholich lamed his garner. Someone who goes is going to measure out his grain that's in his garner in the silo. Omer you at some of Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishlach Baruch Masiyadenu, Hashem, it should be your will that our God, that you should give bracha on the work of our hands. Hizkel Lamed, once he starts, Omer Baruch Sholech, Baruch Hashalech, Bracha Bakriya Zeh. Blessed is the one who sends his blessing on this pile. Madad Vachach Berch, if he goes and he measures everything out, and then he makes a bracha, I raise that tefillah shav, this tefillah shav, because it's already happened, so sorry. Fishena Bracha Mitzuya, Lobadavar Shakov, Lobadavar Madud, because Bracha is not found in something that was weighed, not something that was measured, Lobadavar Madud, not something that's already been counted, Lobadavar Summoner, something that's hidden from the eye, right? If you go ahead and you count, don't count all your eggs in your basket, or wherever that saying goes, you want to make sure that you don't know exactly everything, because once you know, that then it is what it is. So make the bracha, say these ideas before you end up doing it. Shinami Yitzav Hashem Yitzchak is a bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha to be in your silos and things are hidden. You want to really guard something and make sure it's going to stay safe, bury it in the ground. Rashi says, the im lo shaman v'nikvu b'shia. If you don't go and do this type of thing and get stolen, then you're poshea. Amirava, modi shmuel b'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, shmuel's maskim. That if you give over, if you're mafkid money by someone, erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, so then they don't have time to go and to bury it. The lo atzuchur abanan, they're not going to go and batriach a person to do that. V'im v'isha l'motzi Shabbos. If we tell Motzi Shabbos, Shir l'mikberinu v'lo kabrinu, the amount of time it takes to go and bury the money, he doesn't go and do it. But chayiv, then something happens. Who's going to be chayiv? V'itzur rabbananu. Let's say this person's a great scholar, a great Torah sage. That means the money that the person is giving you, the one's giving you the money, is a student. Tzur rabbanan means a student who's on his way to become a great person. Then you're not going to be chayv if you don't do it right away, because Savar Dilma Mibayle Luzuze Lavdalta. Maybe he wanted the money right after Shabbos to go on to buy stuff to go make Avdala. Va'idna the Sheikh Shushai, but nowadays when we have a lot of Shushoyim, Rashi says, Megashashim Mekarka Bishpudin Shabarzel, Lahakir Makim Shatakh of Chalo. The people come around, these Ganovim. They come with these metal sticks and they like stab around the ground to see where it's soft or where there's holes and there maybe something's hidden over there. Ein Lam Shmir Ella Bishmei Korah. There's no way of guarding it except for hiding it above the core of the beams. That is at like towards the attic. Rosh is begag mitachtov, like right between, like with the above the beams, between the beams and the ceiling. But now that we have people that are prumayim, Rosh says shovrei atikra. People come, they break through the roofs to see if there's something there. And l'shir ella beini orbe. The only way they're going to put it is between the bricks. Rosh says being sure sabinyan bekosel, like hidden in the wall. I'm Rav Moshe Shmuel bekosel, and Shmuel's maskim that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to see, so put the money in the wall. Meaning you don't have to put a dafka between the bricks, you can just put it somewhere in the wall. But now we have people that tvuchayim, actually metapchim because they tap on the walls, lay the im yeshav chalal, to see if there's like an opening, a space over there. It's got to be one tefach from the ground, or one tefach with this close to the ceiling. All these are on the wall. So we got to find a place where they're not going to be able to go in and steal it. Crazy. Now, when we talk about the idea of burying the ground, the Shmuel says, how deep? Amalei Ravach, Beredu of Yosef, Ravashi, Hasam, Tanah, we say in the Gemara, Psachim, Lamed Alf, Mabayis, we have a Mishnah, Chomet, Shanafa, Lov, Mapolis. If you have a Chomet, it said, there's something caved in, a building fell on it. Hareyu, Kamavur, Mavur, this is like it was, it's not there anymore. Rashi says, Vein Tzarch, Lavairo, the Ein Kan, Oed Bal Yiro. You have to go and burn it because there's no Bal Yiro anymore. You don't see it anymore. The Pasuk says, Lo Yiro Chachamit, you can't see it. You got to get rid of it entirely. So early months of Avtechem, you got to have nothing. But over here, in such a case, when it's already buried, you don't have to go after and get rid of it. Mishnah Gamliel Lomer, Kol She'ein HaKel of Yachal L'chapes HaKarv. It's only, when is it true? Only if it's a level the dog can get to it. Vitana, and we learned on this, that Kama Chafishas HaKel, how much is that? Gimel Tfachim, that is three Tfachim. So if it's three Tfachim deep, so that's good. So that's the Gemara. Hachanami. I'm sorry, Hachamai, what's the din over here? Me being Shosh Tefachim alone. Do you have to have three Tefachim in order to bury it? That should be, you did the proper Shemir or not? Amar Lei said to him, Hasam Mishum Reicha bin and Gimot Tefachim. Only because of the smell of the dog, it rushes Shakil, Mariach, Vachofesh, Acharov. We have a problem because the dog's going to smell it. He's going to go dig it. And then you're going to have a problem. Balayir balayimotze. That's why it has to be like that. But hacham ishum ikuse me'ikasiye me'enei. Man, here it's just to be out of sight. Lo bein gimel tefachim. You don't have to have it three of gimel tefachim. Ve'kama. So if you don't have to have a gimel tefachim, so how much do you have to have? Omer Rafram Misichra tefach. One tefach is good enough. Story time. A bunch of stories. Who gavred afkin zuzi gavri chavri? This guy who left the money by his friend. He said, "Watch this for me." Osvinu b'tzrifa dor bani. What did he do? He put in a srif. A srif is like a caravan in modern Hebrew, but Rashi says then it's a bais katan agul. It's a round, small house. Come in kuba, like a kuba. Shaos inside the ofos la'arav. They put the people that were trapped birds. The urbanay shall arava haya. So is this the people that hunt birds would go wait over there. A super srif the urbanay, and. Rashi says shalareva, which means it was made out of aravas, out of willows. So there's a little hut made out of willows. Ignav, when you put it there, ignav, it ended up getting stolen. Amrav Yosef, afal gav del inyan ganvini turosi, even though it's enough in terms of ganav of it being stolen. Meaning, says Rashi, afilu below kavura, right? Afal gav del inyan ganvini turosi, for ganav, it's considered like it's guarded. Says Rashi, afilu below kavura, even without bearing it. Shein ganav mahochel sham lignov. Ganav don't go there to steal. Shein mamon matzri sham. It's not normal to be found over there. Right, that's not norm. Le'inyan nura pshusa, but in reference to fire, it's considered a pshia. Rashi says that shamatipol sham deleka v'nimtza pasha shalok karp kafran. Maybe a fire will be there, and then you'll be responsible because you didn't bury it. Hav tchilas of pshia v'sof onas chayev. So this comes out to a case of the beginning was pshia and the end is onas. You're going to be chayev. Rashi says tchilas of pshia shamatipol sham deleka v'nimtza pasha shalok karp. You weren't careful because there's going to be a fire. V'sof ba onas ari nigdavu v'gneva l'shomer chinam onasu gneva for a shomer chinam is considered onas. And you're going to be chayef. Yeah. Right, because of the fact that he put it in a way that it was pshia. Vegan army, and some say, Alpha Gav Delinian Nur Pshia, so even though in reference to fire, it's considered pshia, Alinian Geneva Ganve instead of stealing, the Torah says it's considered like it's guarded. And therefore, now you have a case of tchilas of pshia b'sofa ba'ones. You're going to be pater because in reference to Geneva, he wasn't actually considered poshea. Ve'ilchus of the halacha is tchilas of pshia b'sofa ba'ones chayev. You're going to be chayev. Another story time. Who got for the African zuzi? Got for personal money by his friend. Amalei havli zuzi. So he said to him, "You know what? Give me my money." Amalei said back to him, "Lo yidan echos finis. I don't know where to put it." Also, the kamei the rava that came from him, rava. Amalei said to him, "Kol yidan pshusi." Anybody who says, "Look, I don't know where to put it," that's called pshia. So she'll him go and pay. Next story. Who got for the African zuzi? Got for chavre. Ashlaminhu leime. And the shomer gave it to his mom and says, "Mama, can you watch this for me?" I says, "Masan limo." Vosvinu bekartelisa, and she put it in a kartelisa. I says, "Argez, it's this chest." Vignevi was stolen. I'm a rabbi. I says, "Hechin the dino daine lahaidina." How should the judges go and judge this? Name alei lidide zil shilem. If we say to him, "Go and pay." Then Rashi says, why? Because the shomer, shamasel the shomer, chayev. One shomer gives another shomer is going to be chayev. Omar, he could say back, beep, turn the page, my base is kol ha-mafkid, adas ishto obanafu mafkid. Anyone who gives something over to somebody to be watching is not just giving it to him, but he's also giving it over and adas his wife and his children. Rashi says, adas shaloi hei shomer nimna milamosan lanshe besa gedolim v'namanim lo. Who the mafkid, right? Because you're giving over to, if you give something to me, that means you're trusting me, my wife, my kids, my older kids. And therefore, over here, when you give it to the mama, it's not considered like pshia. Name alo le'ime zili shalmein. If we tell the mother to go and pay, she says, she the shalim b'shvil shalok kavroso, because she didn't go and bury it. Amish, she'll say, lo amar li delav didenenu. My son didn't say that it wasn't his, Dak Barinu, so that I would know that I should go ahead and I should bury it. I thought maybe he wanted it because he wanted me to give it to him right away. Name alay, if we tell the shomer, amay lo amar lo, why didn't you go and tell her that it wasn't your money? Amay will say back, kol shekain, dechi amino lo, didininu, tfei mizdara behu. I had thought that if I told her it's mine, she'd be even more careful. This is her holy son. Ela amarava, mishtaba ihu da'anu zuzah shlaminu leime. The shomer should swear that he gave over to the mama. Umishtaba ime da'anu zuzah osvinu bekatalisa v'ignov. And the mother should swear that she put it into this closet and that it was stolen a putter. And then everyone's going to be putter. They are off the hook. Story time. Ahu apotropo diasmi. There was apotropos, the guardian over orphans. The Zavin Lahu Torah Liasmi, he bought an ox for the Yisomim. Umasa the Bakra, and he gave it over to a Bakra. That would be the person who like watches over the animals. Lohavale Kave Vishine Lamaichel. The ox didn't have teeth that they were able to eat. He didn't have the proper teeth to eat. The miss ended up dying because starved to death. Amar Rechama, Heikin Nidani Dani Laidina. How do we go and down this case? Name Alei Lapatropas Zilasham. We tell the Apatropas to go into and to have to pay Amar because maybe this is some sort of pshi over here. Amar, he could say Ano Levakon Misarte. What do you mean? I gave it over to the Bakri to go in to watch over it to be careful. I says Hoyelolo Dieni Shane Ochle. You should have told me it's not eating and I would have taken care of it. Name Alei Lebakra Zilasham. We tell the herd guy, the guy who's watching the animals, to go and pay. Amar will say Ano Bahadi Toriu Kimti. What do you want? I put it with all the other oxen. And I threw them food. I didn't know the guy wasn't eating. This ox wasn't eating. I threw it the food. Michtis, let's see. Bakr, Shomer Sacher, Diasmihu. The Bakr, the one who watches the animals, is considered a Shomer Sacher. He was hired to work for the Yisomim. Ibayeli Layune. Therefore, because of that, he should have looked into it. Rashi says, Im Ochel, Im Lav, if they're eating or if they're not eating. So shouldn't it be clear that he should be the one to pay? And for the Gemara, Iyikab say that he asked me, if there would have been a loss to the Yisomim, as she says, Tirutzu, this is the Teretz, Hachanami, the Chanami, you should go and you have to pay. Vaha, Vahachamayishkina, what are we dealing with over here? Now, like a Pseida, it's not a Pseida, Dashkechu, Lamari Torah, but they found the original owner of this ox, Rashi says, Hamocher, the one who sold it, Vishakla Yasmin Suzumin, and took the money back from Rashi says, the Armalay, Mekachtos, the animal didn't have teeth, so it couldn't eat. Elaman Kotoyin, but then who's asking for money in this case? It says Rashi, clearly someone is asking for money over here. Rashi says, Mi Tova Klum, to Gamar Rava, Heikin Adenu. Rava says, how do we judge this? Must be how someone's asking. Mari de Torah Kotoyin, the owner of the ox, is asking for money. Ibai Le Lo Duan, he should have told me that this animal didn't have any teeth. The original seller should say to this, this apotropos, right? He should have said to him, Rashi's Vishol Shemesa Behem to Etzlecha V'Toveh, it's apotropos, he's going to be him. Like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, what? My modil, what should he have told him? Made the yod to make a chazar wasabi. The owner knew they didn't have any teeth, so he knew that this was going to happen. No, besafsira. Rashi says it's like the middle person. Kona umocher behemos b'shuk b'yom shekona mocher. This guy's a middle guy. He buys, he sells. So that middle guy, dezavin me'achem dezavin la'acha, he goes and he buys from this one, sells from that one. Rashi's on the same day, and since he was there for a certain amount of time, he maybe didn't know they didn't have any teeth. Hilkach mishtabe iu delo hava yada. Therefore, the owner swears that he didn't know that Rashi's delo hava yada. He didn't know that there was. The ox didn't have teeth. And Mishalim Bakra, the May Bus or Bazal. And the Bakra, the one who was guarding it, he pays the owner the value of the meat when it's sold at the cheaper rate. Another story time. I implore you to take a look at Rashi on that. Hahu Gavda Afki Kishusa Gabi Chavi. There was this guy who left Kishusa, that's hops. Hops is what's used in order to make beer. Rashi Shemitil Natocha Shecha, so you make the beer. So he left his hops to someone else. Havali Lididei Nami Karya Dukshusa. He had his own pile, Rashi says, Karya's Kri, a pile of hops. Armalei Lisarse, so he said to his Saris, Rashi says, Armalei Balabayas, Lisarse, Lashal Beso, so Shecha Shalom. The guy was like, his person is his butler. You know, he says to him, Mehai Ramei, take from here and make beer. Rashi says, "My high rami harul akrishal." He showed him his pile. Va'amalei mizeh tetil l'sheicha. Take this from my pile. Azar meidach. Anyone to take from the other one? That's the stuff that shall pikadon from the one that wasn't his. Amar v'am ram said, "Heichin dani dani l'haydina." What do we do with this? Name alehe le l'didei zil shalom. If we tell the shomer to go and pay, the balabais there, Amar is going to say, "Anami le high rami." I told my right hand, my worker here, take from that pile. So. What's going on? He should be. I'm not the one who should pay. Namely, the Sar says he'll show me tell that guy to go and pay. Armel say lo amar li mehai rame or mehai lotir me. He didn't say to me, take it from this one and not from that one. You know, I was like, what do you want from me? He said, take from this. Take from the pile. Like I didn't know that he meant dafka that particular pile. Why should I be responsible? So the Gemara says, "Ve'i d'shal shir lisurile v'lo aisile." If it took him a amount of time that he should have been back by then, because you know the. If I am the man of the house and someone left by me and I have my servant, and I tell my servant, go take, and he doesn't come back about the time he normally should have come back by, velo isolate, he doesn't come back in that amount of time, then we could say, gali daite de nichale. I was migala me das, and it's okay that he could take from another pile. Rashi says, the Gemara Parach, Emay Akrisha lo Karov, Shabigan Rachok, Vishah, Shalir, Shir, Mahalech, Derech, Akarov, Loisi, Kalidat, the Balabais, the Nichele, Share, Yada, Shem, Michel, Picardon, Have, Velo, Michabiado. I knew it must have been coming from there. It's what's taking him so long. I didn't say anything. Therefore, it's my problem. Says Gemara Bidalosha, we're talking about where there was no delay that happened over there. Therefore, you can't blame me because I didn't realize. So says Gemara, might say the Ika. What loss is there? Vaha kam mishtarshe. I end up gaining over here. Rashi says, Vahalo hu niskar akshus shel pikadon shetila b'shecha v'shalo omidu shalom mishalo. What's the issue? Just switch the swap. So, I say take from mine. He took from the other guys. So I'll take from mine and give it back to the other guy. What's the issue? And with the Gemara, Amar Rav Sama Beri Dereva, the havishicha chala, we're talking about that the beer became vinegar. So now it didn't gain anything from it. And I what am I going to do now? Like this didn't actually, I didn't gain anything. Vashya Amar, right? And therefore you can't go in like, you don't have to say, I have to like switch it with my stuff because I didn't gain. Vashya Amar Bekise. That is, says Rashi, what does that mean? We're dealing with Shahisa Kishus Grua Vakotsimu Rav, and it's not good hops. There are thorns that are mixed in. V'lo yishbiach ha-shecher k'tzona. It doesn't make it like good beer. V'kasha be'enav she'tilu ha-besocha. Now it's bad that he ended up throwing it in over there. And therefore, I don't have to go and pay him for my loss over here. Beep, turn the page. Mem gimel. U'meshalim lei d'mekise. And the shomer now, I have to go pay the value of the lower value of stuff that has thorns that are in it over there. Rashi says that all I have to pay back is the make shushil kotzim lefima shishbiach, according to the value that it went up with the one that has kotzim in it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.